Edge and 13 Southern Orders, 1 and 13 from the 8th. And race 9, take out 7, Swiggin, 15, Satalina and 17, Double Eagle. 7, 15 and 17 from race 9 at Coonamble.
Yeah, it's Coonamble Cup day today, guys. And in the Coonamble Cup, race 8, I like number 4, Playing Game. The best there at Coonamble is in the last, Jimmy. Race 9, number 8, Akasaki, very hard to beat. Mm. And at Hawkesbury today, I wonder if Gary Moore does his little sprint up the straight when Winning Supreme wins race 2, number 3, Winning Supreme by Gary Moore.
Try That's the best Moore. Of your day, is it?
Yes, correct.
There you go. You've been having a good run with that, too. So, well done. Well done.
Hopefully keeps going.
Now, we like this one. A streak that is ongoing and I doubt will ever be beaten is when the Giant and I are on the golf course playing against Craig the Choker McDonald and the numerous failed partners he has had over the past 2 years, Craig from Tamworth. Very in-house, that one, Craig, but we do appreciate it. Break now, and then after the break, we'll go up to Bathurst and speak to a V8 supercar driver, and our legend of the game is Robbie Slater.
I'm Kim Cartwright. Jack Walker, one of the so-called Budgie Nine, has quit his role as a policy advisor to a federal government minister. Walker was one of the nine locked up in Kuala Lumpur after celebrating Daniel Ricciardo's Malaysian Grand Prix win by stripping down to his budgie smugglers printed with the Malaysian flag. Walker was an advisor in the office of Defence Industry Minister Christopher Pyne. In a statement, Mr. Pyne said the 26-year-old's resignation and apology was accepted and added that one lapse of judgment doesn't detract from the fact that Jack has been an outstanding staff member. Members of a community in far north Queensland are receiving counselling after an horrific crash at a funeral viewing. The 55-year-old man, believed to be driving the vehicle which crashed into the house and killed a woman, has been charged with murder and is expected to face further charges. It's understood the funeral was being held for the man's partner. It's Mental Health Week and those struggling with depression and anxiety are being urged to reach out for help. Lifeline Chief Executive Pete Smigel told Macquarie poor mental health is becoming a national crisis.
Very sadly, we have ourselves in the midst of a national suicide emergency. There was more than 3,000 of our friends and neighbours who died by suicide in 2015. As a community, we have to ask ourselves, why is this happening?
The number for Lifeline is 13 11 14. Hurricane Matthew is continuing its course of destruction up the east coast of the United States. More than a million residents in Florida remain without power, and the storm now has been downgraded to a Category 1 and is hammering the South Carolina coastline. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory is warning residents of his state not to become complacent.
As soon as this hurricane turned inward, which is what we didn't want, yes, it did downgrade into wind, but it upgraded into the volume of water. And water can kill.
Top Republicans are scrambling to distance themselves from Donald Trump after the release of an audio tape recorded 11 years ago in which he boasts about groping women. Mr. Trump was speaking to the host of a celebrity TV show and does not appear to have known his remarks were being recorded. Hillary Clinton is calling them horrific. Our US correspondent Simon Marks has more.
The tape is crude, profane and politically devastating. Donald Trump telling Billy Bush of TV show Access Hollywood that he has groped women and used his star power to try and seduce them.
I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. Just kiss. Right on your way. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Hillary Clinton says the tape is horrific. She tweeted, "We cannot allow this man to become president." Among top Republicans, there is now open discussion about whether Mr. Trump can be replaced on the presidential ticket. Less than 48 hours before he's due to debate Mrs. Clinton here. Simon Marks, Air News, St. Louis.
Also in news, police are investigating a serious traffic crash that occurred overnight in Surfers Paradise. Shortly after 11 o'clock, police were called to a Fernie Avenue address following reports that a pedestrian had been struck by a vehicle. The man, aged in his 20s, was taken to hospital with serious injuries. The driver was uninjured. Investigations are continuing. Police are also calling for witnesses to a serious crash in Carindale near Brisbane involving a motorcycle and a garbage truck on Scrub Road around 6:20 yesterday morning. The rider was taken to hospital in a critical condition. This is Air News. Perth Glory conceded a bizarre own goal as Central Coast fought back from 3-0 down to secure a 3-all draw in last night's A-League clash. Adam Taggart and Diego Castro put Perth on track in the first half, but the Mariners fought back with Roy O'Donovan finding the net in the 56th minute and a gift at the 86th when a goal line clearance from Glory defender Mark Warren crashed straight into his own goalkeeper and into the back of the net. Meanwhile, Sydney FC takes local bragging rights with a slick and comprehensive 4-0 win over Western Sydney Wanderers, and Melbourne City have shaken off a second-half red card to battle to a gritty 1-0 win over the Phoenix in their opener in Wellington. Even the Flag Marshals couldn't hide their excitement when Ford Young Gun Chas Mostert finally completed Bathurst 1000 qualifying after 4 years of trying. 12 months ago, Mostert was in hospital nursing a broken leg after a horror crash on Mount Panorama. Yesterday, during top 10, scores of rabid Ford fans could be seen cheering Mostert on from the dipper where he suffered last year's spectacular crash. Seeing so many people come out during qualifying was absolutely crazy, he said. He qualified third fastest for today's race. Also in sport, the All Blacks have completed the perfect rugby championship with a 57-15 demolition of South Africa, lifting them to within sight of a test world record. Australian Independent Radio News.
This sports update is for Builder Steel Direct, now teamed with local lintel manufacturer Galintel to supply Aussie-made Galintels, T-bars, render bars, structural steel beams and more.
When you're stuck in the traffic with nowhere to go, escape to a tropical island. You and a glass of Sacred Hill wine. Try Sacred Hill Chardonnay, an affordable friend by De Bortoli. Here's the traffic.
In Hornsby, we're seeing traffic crawling on the Pacific Highway towards Asquith from Bridge Road at the Airport, General Holmes Drive, Botany Road and Joyce Drive. Very slow into the domestic terminal. A little heat on Airport Drive coming out of the international terminal as well. In the Blue Mountains, an animal carcass on the Great Western Highway coming onto Blaxland from Warramu. And in Sutherland, we're seeing some pressure on the Old Princes Highway from the station to the leisure centre. Your new Bunnings warehouse in Kingsgrove is now open with a great range for all kinds of DIY and home improvement projects. Check it out now, corner Richland Street and Kingsgrove Road, Kingsgrove. I'm Tim Govers on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio, Sydney weather.
Partly cloudy today. Light winds. Can't wait to tell you what happened during the ad break or the news break. Light winds becoming northeasterly, 25 to 40 kilometres in the middle of the day. 0% chance of rain, becoming windy, partly cloudy, 23 a maximum for Sydney. What about at Woolloomooloo, which I don't know how that's going to be different to Sydney, but anyway. And then we'll go up to Warialda, Raymond.
Yeah, Sydney, Woolloomooloo, funny about that, Jimmy, is partly cloudy in 23. Up at Warialda, nice part of the world. At the moment, it's already 17 degrees up there.
That's hot.
Heading for a top of 28 degrees and sunny.
Window shopping takes on a whole new meaning at Wideline.
Take a closer look at Wideline's showstopper of a showroom at Ricebury.
That's where you'll find an extensive range of residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Rosebery.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
Being a bloke is busy work. You're a provider and a father and a husband. How are you supposed to fit in fitness around all that? The Man Challenge is an exercise and food program for real blokes like you. 10 weeks, just 10 minutes a day to lose weight and be a better bloke. Too right. With the Man Challenge, you can finally fit in being fit. Get the ball rolling today at themanchallenge.com.au. Consult your GP before beginning any weight loss plan.
I'm a digital radio.
And I'm a digital TV. Now, you may remember when TV went digital.
Yes, yes, and you got a lot more channels and a better picture.
Well, buying a digital radio is the same.
Exactly. I've got up to 30 extra radio stations, plus all your old faves, and I sound amazing.
Yeah, but I look amazing.
Yeah, but this is a radio ad, so no one can see you.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to hear this station like you have never heard it before,
buy a digital radio.
Head into your nearest retailer and upgrade to digital.
The Amarok Highline Runout Sale is on now. This top-of-the-line workhorse can be yours from only $53,990 drive away, including free 8-speed auto, plus $2,000 cashback. But you'll need to hurry, because with premium features like Bizenon headlights, a rear-view camera, satellite navigation and permanent four-wheel drive, you just know they won't be in the showroom for long. Offer ends October 31st. Conditions at vwoffers.com.au.
Yes, we are in the new studio today, Ray. Just to concentrate on that. ZNZ Jewellers has been a Hurstville institution for over a quarter of a century. Watch out, Judy. I've got him. For more than 20 years, they've been the source of official NRL watches and rings. ZNZ were the original designers and makers of the grand final rings for 17 years. So, if you want the official watch of your team, or if your business needs corporate gifts of distinction, if you're looking for an engagement or a wedding ring, or if you want jewellery remodelled or repaired, do what the NRL does. See Alan at ZNZ, Westfield Hurstville, or visit znz.com.au. That's ZEDNZED.com.au. Proud sponsors of the Parramatta Eels and the St George Junior Referees.
One of the legends of the sport creates a little bit of magic at the mountain and secures his sixth victory in the 1,000 Jennings. He cuts back in. He's going for the line. He's on the line. Jennings gets in and score and win the Origin, you repeat.
One bend to go. Into the Gardner straight they come. Mark Marquez surely now is going to win here in Australia. Marquez wins.
There we are. It's Serena Williams again. 14 years after that first victory here. Grand Slam number 22. Irresistible, majestic, and the judgment of history will surely be that she was in a class of her own.
On Sky Sports Radio, welcome to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Brought to you by Penrith Mazda, Mongoa Road, Penrith. Here's your hosts, Jimmy Smith and Ray Thomas.
Yeah, welcome back to the final hour of the program. Aren't we both happy about that? We really struggled to get going this morning, Raymond.
Now, you did.
Well, sorry, yeah. So you revealed exclusively earlier, after Gay Waterhouse revealed exclusively that she wasn't going to retire from training. You revealed that I was asleep at 20 past five upstairs. And
you had to come about and, to give me up,
had,
aren't
you? Had to come and wake me up. But coming back from the news set just now, you, half asleep,
half asleep,
have walked into the wrong studio.
Come on, that's ridiculous.
I agree. It is ridiculous, but that's exactly what he's done.
Can I just preface this and explain what happened there?
Yeah, no, go for it.
I was more concerned about the weather and where we were going for the weather and that you were having a conversation with the great Mike Coward upstairs and rushing back in.
Yes.
As usual, very professional preparation for our third hour.
Yes.
And, well, yes, I did walk into the wrong door.
You know, the problem with this is that it's not that we're in the new studio. We've
that's
been here
the
for 2 weeks.
Only second week.
That's right.
Studio.
It's only the second week here. And we were in the... But you didn't walk into the old studio.
Yeah, I walked into
the... You just walked into the production office.
Yeah, what, that's where...
Literally, it's like a broom
Jeremy
closet.
Normally goes in there, yeah.
Yeah, but anyway... Yeah,
that's but maybe where I'm supposed
to
go.
I'll tell you what, we're on the ball for this final hour. A lot of people wanting to have their say on this talk topic. It's gone spectacularly well.
Well done.
Thank you.
That's for TC.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, boys, The Undertaker went 21 straight wins at WrestleMania. That's from Garv in Canberra. There you go. You realise that's those outcomes are already determined.
Predetermined?
Yeah, that's right. So
you think?
Yes. Yes, I believe they are. So there you go. Lots of stuff going through. We're going to check those before
well,
we read
one them. From Eagle-Eyed Phil. I think he's 100% right. Good morning, Jimmy and Ray. Was the NRL final series one of the best you've seen? I thought there were quite a few great games. I think from the very... apart from that very first game in week one, almost every game after that was thrilling theatre, great football.
Well, the Doggies versus the Panthers in week one, the Doggies fans probably wouldn't think it was a great game of football, but yes, I agree. High-level football... highly competitive games, culminating in an absolutely brilliant grand final. So, yeah, can't disagree with that one. 1353-53, the open line number. Let's go to callers now. Just a reminder that we've got Robbie Slater coming up very shortly. We'll have Trent Lanscale, and we are going to hopefully speak to a V8 supercar driver getting ready for the big race, the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1000. Let's go to the open line there. Roger is there. Hey, Rog.
Hey, how are you, boys?
Yeah, really well, Roger.
I don't know where this has been brought up before or not. I missed part of the show. I had to go shopping, but Rocky Marciano, world heavyweight champion.
49 fights, 49 wins.
49 fights and an undefeated world champion.
Yeah, 100% right. And, I think he's the only undefeated world heavyweight champion. Oh, Gene
That's
Tunney.
Right.
Was Gene Tunney undefeated as well, Roger?
He got flattened once.
Did he? Okay. Yeah.
Because
Gene
Tunney... Jack Dempsey took him out.
Well, he took out Jack Dempsey, didn't he, in the long, the famous long count fight.
Yeah.
Well, that was the line that Ronald Reagan stole from Jack Dempsey when he was shot as president. he stole the line from Jack Dempsey, which was, honey, I forgot to duck.
That's right.
Yeah, thanks, boys.
Good on you. Hey, no, Rog, stay on the line.
That's a good one. I like it.
Let's send Rog out a CD.
Yeah, Bruce Springsteen, chapter and verse.
Hey, thanks.
Good on you, Roger.
Yeah. Why don't we send that one out too? I think that was a great call.
Yep.
That was a new one. So we do appreciate that. Now, someone else mentioned Heather McKay. Now, we are massive fans of Heather McKay.
We've
on this
program. Got to get her on the show.
She won 16 consecutive British Open titles. So that's between 1962 and 1977. And she remained undefeated that whole time. 16 years she remained undefeated.
Yeah, she was amazing.
There you go.
You know, Jimmy, for once I was right. Gene Tunnett, retired, undefeated as a heavyweight champion. There you go.
Yeah. So he and Rocky Marciano. So, all right. Sorry, Rog. We're going to take
CD
back.
Roger, right.
Oh, sorry.
Rocky Marciano, 49 fights.
Yeah, but he said, he said he was the only one. You said no, Gene Tunnett. He said no, you're wrong, Ray. So, sorry, Rog.
He fought Jack Dempsey twice and beat him both times. So
okay,
there you go.
So there, another.
But Roger, that CD still coming your way.
CD's still coming your way, and it just means it's another win for Ray Thomas.
No.
1353-53, the open line number. We'll take a break here on the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. After the break, we'll have a chat with Trent Lanscar from tab.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio has the latest racing and sports covered on Tab Talk.
Every morning at 10, trainers and jockeys pass on the winning mail.
Plus a wide array of guests covering all the summer sports.
And in A-League, Sydney FC player Brandon O'Neill has all the news.
And I think this year, Sydney FC fans can be really excited with the work we've put in and the way we're playing.
Sports and racing every morning at 10. Tab Talk on Sky Sports Radio.
Mum, do you want to know the long-range forecast for this summer?
Yes.
Moderate temperatures, gentle breezes, and cool gift cards.
Gift cards?
When you buy an air conditioner from Bingley.
Which one, Lionel?
We've got the latest models from Fujitsu, Mitsubishi Electric, LG and Panasonic.
What could be better?
A bonus Bingley gift card, up to $200, depending on the size of the aircon.
So beat the heat this summer.
With a brand new aircon and a bonus gift card from Bingley.
Terms and conditions apply. See bingley.com.au for details.
Deadlines are a great motivator. Need some motivation to finally do something about that beer belly? The Next Man Challenge kicks off on October the 10th. Hi, I'm Adam McDougall and I created the Man Challenge, a 10-week exercise and food program that takes just 10 minutes a day. The time to do something about your beer belly has arrived. No more procrastinating. Do it for your family. Do it for you. Do it now. Register at themanchallenge.com.au.
Consult your GP before beginning any weight loss plan.
The Magical Luna Park's Big Top Christmas Ball is back, Ray, Saturday, December 17. We were looking to take, you wanted to take all the listeners out.
Yeah. Well, you all pay back.
For Christmas. Settle down. This all-inclusive evening event is ideal for small businesses looking for a five-star dining Christmas experience. That's us.
Mm.
Top entertainment is guaranteed on the night with MC Justin Karcher. I wonder if they need a second MC or something to help out.
Looking for a gig, eh? Yeah, for a gig.
DJ Ash. Well, you could spin some discs.
Hey.
And the party band Let's Groove Tonight. Plus, plenty of great prizes to be won. Spots are strictly limited for what will be a memorable Christmas event. Book now at lunaparkvenues.com. Proud sponsor of Camp Quality.
The Big Sports Breakfast Weekend is brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the number one BT50 dealer in New South Wales. Mongoa Road, Penrith.
And Jimmy, the Bathurst 1000 starts at 11:10 a.m. We'll get all the latest odds. We've got Trent Langscale on the line. Trent, good morning. And who is favourite to win Bathurst today, Trent?
Good morning to you, Ray and Jimmy. And with Bathurst 1000 starting in just around about 3 hours, Car 88, Wincup and Dumbrell, they're on pole position and they are the $3.75 favourites. You have Car number 97, Van Gisbergen and Premier, they're seventh on the grid, and Car 888, Lowndes and Richards, a lot of respect to them fellas, they're going to be starting from 21st on the grid, but they are both $6. You've got Car 55, Chaz Mostert and Owen third on the grid at $8. Car 33, which has McLaughlin and Wall, they're second on the grid. They're at $12, along with car number 2, Tander and Luff, at that price as well. For the winning manufacturer, you've got Holden $1.36, Ford $3.60, Volvo 11, and at Nissan 26. If you just want to bet on the rivals, Ford against Holden, who will finish don't have to necessarily win, but who will finish higher? You've got Holden $1.28 and Ford at $3.50. But Card 88, Wing Cup and Dumbrell, they're going to be on pole, and they're $3.75 favourites to win the Bathurst 1000.
Trent, I've got a bit of a problem here. Haven't you got a paddock pony that could trot out 2,000 metres at least and run around there yesterday after Winks and pick up $27,000?
Well, I was discussing it earlier in the week with Cozzy as well, fellas. Should have just had the pretend horse. I'd be probably the back legs, and Cozzy could have been the front. We could have got out there. So would have been a sand timer. But we would have got there with a sand timer.
Well, I can't believe someone couldn't put a horse in there. But as David Hayes quite rightly pointed out, there was no one from New South Wales that was rushing down to put their horse in there as well. So, you know, there's blame on both sides. Righto, let's keep going now. A-League and NBL kicking off this weekend.
They have got underway over the weekend. So in the NBL, there's one match left, 3 o'clock this afternoon at High Sense Arena. Melbourne United at $1.18 against the Adelaide 36ers at $4.85. The line there is 9.5 for the margin betting. You've got Melbourne United by 11 plus $1.95 and by 1 to 10 at $3. Adelaide by 1 to 10, $5.50 and by 11 or more at $11. The over-under line is 177.5 points. And in the A-League, just the one match to finish the opening round at 5 o'clock at Hunter Stadium. Newcastle $3.50, the draw is $3.40, and Adelaide United, the defending champions, at $2.05. And betting on the over under 2.5 goals market, you've got over 2.5 goals at $1.80 and under 2.5 goals at $2.
Trent, we've been absolutely hammered over in South Africa in this ODI series. We scored 370 and can't win a game.
What about Dave Miller's knock?
Oh, unbelievable. So I can't believe, Trent, you've got South Africa $1.70, Australia $2.15 head-to-head.
That's right, Ray. Well, we're betting okay. It's just the bowling, and it is an inexperienced lineup. So
getting hammered.
Holding out. We've got the fingers crossed that Mitchell Starc will be right for the Test Series, which starts in a month's time on Oaks Day. So,
Trent.
Yes?
You couldn't roll the arm over there too, could you?
No, I've got a... Unfortunately, the elbow probably goes not far enough back. Jimmy, I'd probably be no-balled.
Oh, the 15 degrees?
Yes.
Merrily Lanska.
I tried many times at that. No good. Good for me. I found out very early on there, Jimmy, that I was much better just watching the sport rather than actually getting involved. So I worked that out pretty quick. But yes, as Ray has mentioned, South Africa is $1.70 in Australia, $2.15. That's the fourth of the 5 1-day internationals. That's 7 o'clock tonight at St George's Park in Port Elizabeth. If you like betting on the high bats for Australia, David Warner's the $3.50 favourite, Steve Smith at $4. You have Aaron Finch at $4.75, and then George Bailey and Usman Khawaja at $6. While for South Africa's high bat, Quinton De Cox, the $3.50 favourite. Hashim Amla at $4.25. Faf du Plessis at $5. And then Riley Russo at $6.50. So there's other sports throughout the day, fellas. The Major League Baseball playoffs, they are underway. So the division series are... they're going through at the moment. Week 5 of the NFL. Nick Kyrgios is in a final later on this afternoon in Tokyo. We'll get the odds up for that. Hopefully not too far away. But the big one this afternoon is the Bathurst 1000. Unfortunately, if the better half wants you to get out and do some gardening or mow the lawn, today is not going to be the day. So 11:10, they start there. And we are going to be betting live on that. You will have to call 133-390. But for all the odds that are on offer, you can head now to tab.com.au.
Good on you, Trent. We do appreciate that. Trent Lenscale there from tab.com.au. Time now for this.
Yeah. On the Big Sports Breakfast weekend with a sports update, here's Tanya Thomas.
A perfect start to a new season for Sydney FC, demoralising arch rivals Western Sydney 4-0 last night in the A-League match at ANZ Stadium. A disaster for the Wanderers, considering they had 53% of possession for the match. In front of a record crowd for a competitive club soccer match in Australia of 61,880, the first half was compelling with a nil-all scoreline. The second half a bonanza for Sky Blue fans with goals in the 51st, 55th, 85th and 89th minute. In other games, Melbourne City got away with a 1-0 win over Wellington, and the Central Coast came back from 3-0 down to draw 3-all with Perth. Today, Newcastle and Adelaide at Hunter Stadium, that match at 5 o'clock. Australia defeated Argentina 33-21 this morning at Twickenham, ending their Rugby Championships campaign on a high, having to overcome the sin-binning of Michael Hooper and Adam Coleman. While meantime, New Zealand equaled its record of 17 straight test wins with a massive 57-15 victory over South Africa overnight in Durban, scoring 7 tries in the second half. It's the third time that the All Blacks have reached 17 straight, and their chance to finally break it will come on October 22 against Australia in the Bledisloe Cup match in Auckland. Wigan defeated Warrington 12-6 in the Super League Grand Final this morning. Warrington were on course for their first league title for 61 years after going in at halftime at 6-2 in front, but the Warriors turned the game around with 2 tries in 9 minutes midway through the second half. Wigan coach Sean Wayne described the win as his finest achievement. A couple of missed opportunities from Sydney in the final quarter helped Brisbane to a 4-point win over the Kings in the NBL match last night in Sydney, the Kings' first official NBL game under head coach Andrew Gaze. The Bullets led at every change and went into the final quarter up by 6. The Kings managed to level but went down 77-73. Elsewhere, Perth 84 beat Cairns 74 that match in overtime. No EPL this weekend because of World Cup qualifiers. Overnight and this morning, England 2 beat Malta 0, Germany 3, Czech Republic 0, Scotland and Lithuania 1 all, Poland 3, Denmark 2, and the Socceroos play Japan on Tuesday night at Etihad Stadium in Melbourne. Nick Kyrgios will play Belgian David Goffin in the final of the Japan Tennis Open later this afternoon. A win will give the Aussie his third ATP title of the year. Meantime in Shanghai, Bernard Tomic and partner Jack Sock will meet Rafael Nadal and fellow Spaniard Pablo Carreño Busta in the doubles final of the China Open. Trans-Tasman rivalry heats up again today with the first of 4 games of Netball's Constellation Cup, Australia playing New Zealand in Sydney. The Silver Ferns will field a much stronger side than the recent Quad Series, and for the Diamonds, Claire McMenamin will retire after the 4th game in Invercargill. First centre pass at 3:40. And Jamie Wincup looking for his 5th Bathurst title today when he teams up with Paul Dumbrell for Red Bull Racing Team. Wincup has pole position for the great race, the 99th pole of his career. Scott McLaughlin will start also on the front row after missing out on top spot by 0.065 of a second yesterday. And as you said before, Ray, the great race starts just under 3 hours at 10 past 11.
Ford or Holden, 10?
Holden. Holden. I learned to drive an Olden EH.
Yep.
EH.
EH,
that's how old I am.
No, I can remember EH. My dad had one as well, so we were holding.
It was like a tank, wasn't it?
It was.
Yeah, big steering
wheel. No power steering in those.
No, it was not.
The heavy vehicle.
Yeah.
Drag them around.
Yeah, and gear was up the top, wasn't it? Clunk, 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 clunk.
Yeah.
Column shift.
Three on the tree.
That's it. Yeah.
3 on the tree or 4 on the floor.
Memories.
They used to have. Yeah, fantastic. Thank you, Tan. We do appreciate that. Now, we better take a break. And once we're back from the break, we're going to be speaking to Robbie Slater.
Outstanding.
Texts and emails on the Big Sports Breakfast are brought to you by the Wideline Windows and Doors 24/7 online quoting app. Take a closer look at wideline.com.au. Sky Sports Radio and the National Racing Service have what it takes for a winning day on the park. New South Wales action leads the charge with previews, tab late mail and all the important tab market movers every day and night on Sky Sports Radio.
How would you like to own a mobile coffee franchise for under 50k? You can with The Coffee Guy. Be part of the thriving coffee industry. Find out more at their free information seminar on October 22. See The Coffee Guy van in action. Try the coffee. Meet the franchisee. Spaces are limited. Register online now to qualify for one of 3 6K startup bonus packs. Find out more at thecoffeeguy.net.au. Terms and conditions apply.
This big Photon Tonland offer couldn't come at a better time with Christmas around the corner. It's Tonland's Drive Away, tons of time to pay finance offer. Drive away a new Tonland ute today and drive it for 3 months before making a repayment. There's no repayments for 3 months and no deposit and a 3.99% per annum interest rate. Yes, there are tons of reasons to buy a Tonland ute right now.
Available to approved business applicants only. Offer ends 31st 12/16. Terms and conditions at photonmotors.com.au.
The creator of the Man Shake and footy legend Adam McDougall has a new training program. It's called the Man Challenge, a 10-week online training program for blokes, Jimmy Smith.
Yeah.
It's a 10-minute total body workout, scientifically proven to work, and no gym, so no excuses. These are live video workouts with Adam McDougall and footy stars that you can access any time of day from any mobile device. Plus, easy to follow meal plans with real man food. You can still enjoy a beer and a burger, Jimmy. Just 10 minutes a day over 10 weeks. The Man Challenge kicks off October 10. That's tomorrow. So sign up now at themanchallenge.com.au.
The Big Sports Breakfast Weekend is brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the number one VT50 dealer in New South Wales. Mongoa Road, Penrith.
Can I have a moment of your time? Just a single second so you see that indeed we'll be leaving you behind.
Welcome back to the program. 1353 53 is the open line number. We're going to have a chat with Scotty Foster before we have a chat with Robbie Slater. But we've got an SMS in here, and it always gets us going, doesn't it, Ray? Zook has said, Harry Greb, himself a great fighter, handed Gene Tunney his only professional loss in a fight of the year, 1922. Okay. So Harry Greb, we start talking fight. Tunney was a bloody mess. This is via Wikipedia.
Yeah.
So...
I understand now. That's for the light heavyweight championship as distinct from the heavyweight championship.
Right. Yeah. At the end of the 15 brutal rounds, Tunney was a bloody mess and Greb was crowned champion via unanimous decision. This was the first and only professional loss in Tunney's career, with the bout being hailed as the fight of the year for 1922 by Ring Magazine.
How about that round after round, the beating continued with Tunney refusing to submit and even smiling during the bloodshed to keep the referee from holding the match.
Yeah. Fractured Tunney's nose in two places, then proceeded to open up a deep gash over the reigning champ's left eye. So, Zook, well spotted. Surely we can send him a CD of some description.
Yeah. CDs are gone.
Yeah. Producer Jeremy snuck in and took them.
Well, we'll send him out the
Barry Gibb. Really. Yeah, you've leant heavily towards Bruce Springsteen this morning, more than Barry Gibb, haven't you?
We haven't given out a Barry Gibb one.
No, well, we have
okay,
now.
Okay, so Zook, coming your way. Barry Gibb's album.
Thank you for that update. Now, speaking of updates, time to find out what's happening at Steve Foster and Sons Quality Cars. We do that via Scotty Foster. Hello, Scotty.
Good morning, Jimmy, and hello, Ray.
Good morning, Scotty. Welcome back.
Are you enjoying the off-season, Scotty?
Mate, we're actually a little bit busier at the moment, organising the new gear for next year and the whole competition, so we're a little bit busy, but it is good not having to get to the games and things like that. So, yeah, and... enjoying the extra time at home, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, tell us about this 2011 VE Calais V Series 2 sports wagon.
Yeah, it's an absolutely stunning vehicle, this one. It's silver in colour. It's fitted with a beautiful set of 20-inch alloy wheels. This is one car that will turn heads. It has sports suspension, dual sports exhaust, window tint, satellite navigation, reverse camera, front and rear park sensors. It's got dual climate control air conditioning, power windows, cruise control, traction control, ABS brakes with brake assist. It's got electric leather sports seats, Bluetooth and remote central locking. So it's got all the extras and you'll be the talk around town. It looks that good. The price is unbelievable. It's just $16,990 drive away. So go to the website, www.fosterscqualitycars.com.au. Now, this is cheap. On our website, it's advertised for more. But if you mention the radio station, obviously it's going to be $16,990 drive away, and you'll see how cheap the car is when you go to the website. So get on there and have a good look, because it's a great car.
It sounds it. And if listeners need any help with finance, Scotty, you're the man there as well.
Yeah, we can arrange finance for this car or any of our cars. We've got great packages available at the moment. We're helping a lot of people that couldn't previously get finance get into a car. So if you've had credit issues in the past, then now is the time to call. If you're on a pension, have paid or unpaid defaults, you're new to Australia or on a student visa, we can help. If you're on sickness benefits or you're starting a new business and need a work vehicle, even Uber driving, then we can help. Go to our website, www.fosterscqualitycars.com.au. We'll wait about half an hour and give them a call on 9637 5024.
Good on you, mate. Now, the other thing that you guys do so well is that if you like a car, but it's not on the Steve Foster and Sons website, fosterscqualitycars.com.au, you can source the vehicle, which is exactly what you did for the Smith family a few years ago.
Yes, boy. Boys, we go and find whatever car it is anyone's after. So if you're on the website, you don't see what you like, give us let us know what it is, and we'll find your dream car. So, boys, yeah, Jimmy, you're due for a new one for the wife anyway. So let me know what you're after.
Thanks for that. I just hope she's not listening, because she'll latch straight onto that, Scotty. And I'll be having to go down to
your phone call soon, Scotty.
Your lot to have a look at that car, yeah. But no, I do appreciate that little push along.
No worries, boys. You have a great day and enjoy it.
Fantastic. You too, Scotty. Well done. Fosters Quality Cars.com.au is the website, or if you want to give them a call, speak directly, as Scotty said, after 9 o'clock, have a chat to them on 9637 5024.
Jimmy, watching in the background here, the Kabaddi World Cup.
Kabaddi.
I can't work it out, can you?
Kabaddi.
It looks like a game of, I don't know, men holding hands, British Bulldog in the old days or something.
I'll tell you what it did do. It delivered Nathan Hindmarsh, much sought after premiership on the Matty John show with the Fletch and Hindy segment, when they played Kabaddi.
Can you work it out?
I've got no idea what's going on. I see they dive back for the line to save themselves a point. This is a big match, Poland up against Kenya, and it's gripping. Locked at 27-all. From what I understand, it's a young Kenyan side. And as a result of that, the future of Kabaddi in Kenya.
I didn't know it was in trouble.
Is secured.
All covers, all grounds, all beaten. Franco won the champion stakes and lived up to the title.
International racing at its very best, 7 days a week across the Sky Racing Network.
On the line is Stuart, who found love earlier than expected.
That's right. Yeah, it was just after the third leg of the quaddy.
Go on.
Well, I was 3 from 3 and even had a roughie in there, but the last leg had me nervous, the quaddy killer. So I went for Tab's quaddy cash out and still came out in front.
That'll settle the nerves. If you love an early collect, cash out of your quaddy this spring carnival with Tab's quaddy cash out. Tab, we love a bet. Terms and conditions at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Being a bloke is busy work. You're a provider and a father and a husband. How are you supposed to fit in fitness around all that? The Man Challenge is an exercise and food program for real blokes like you. 10 weeks, just 10 minutes a day to lose weight and be a better bloke. Too right. With the Man Challenge, you can finally fit in being fit. Get the ball rolling today at themanchallenge.com.au.
Consult your GP before beginning any weight loss plan.
When you're stuck in the traffic with nowhere to go, escape to a tropical island, you and a glass of Sacred Hill wine. Try Sacred Hill Semillon Sauvignon Blanc by De Bortoli. Here's the traffic.
At Sydney Airport, Mars Street is struggling into the international terminal this morning. Airport Drive filling up quickly as well. Allow plenty of time if you need to head there today. It will be busier than normal with school holidays wrapping up. Neutral Bay, Apache Run on Military Road, city bound. In Denniston East, they're on the brakes on Blackstone Road heading towards Ryde Hospital. And in Jamoyne, slow on Henley Marine Drive from Birkenhead Point around the bay to the City West Link. If you're tired of card spending minimums, look for the orange $0 minimum sign and find stores where you can pay with your card for any amount. It's a great way to pay your way. I'm Tim Govers on Sky Sports Radio.
Luna Park's magical Big Top Christmas Ball is back.
Saturday, December 17th.
This all-inclusive evening event is ideal for small businesses looking for a five-star dining Christmas experience. Top entertainment is guaranteed on the night with MC Justin Karcher, DJ Ash and party band Let's Groove Tonight. And plenty of great prizes to be won. Spots are strictly limited. Book now at lunaparkvenues.com. Proud sponsor of Camp Quality.
The creator of the Man Shake and footy legend Adam Mad Dog McDougall used to speak to his thighs.
You told me that. It's extraordinary, isn't it?
Yeah. Apparently they responded too, which is stranger. Adam Mad Dog McDougall, he's created a new training program. It's called the Man Challenge. It's a 10-week online training program for blokes. So straight away he's excluded half the market here, but he's found a niche.
Must be confident
he's found a niche
market.
And he's doing very, very well. It's a 10-minute total body workout, scientifically proven to work. No gym, so no excuses. I know you don't use a gym, do you? And yet,
yeah, I do.
Carved out of stone. Mm. I thought you just did your 150 push-ups at night.
No, I've got the gym in the garage.
Do you?
Yeah. You've seen it.
What's your go-to? Can I ask you the question that everyone wants to ask?
Which is?
What are your bench?
160, 170, 180, depending on who's spotting me.
pounds.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say kilos.
No.
Gee. Craven.
Not your size. You're about 20 kilos lighter than you.
These are live video workouts with Adam McDougall, footy stars and racing editors, apparently, too, these videos, that you can access any time of the day from any mobile device. Plus, easy-to-follow meal plans with real man food. You can still enjoy a beer or a burger or a pie.
Which is very, very important.
Yeah, it is. You've got to, enjoy yourself in moderation, like everything, Roman, in moderation. Just 10 minutes a day over 10 weeks. So it's not a huge impost. The Man Challenge kicks off on October 10th. So the 10th of the 10th, it's a 10 minutes a day for 10 weeks. Sign up now at themanchallenge.com.au.
The Big Sports Breakfast Weekend is brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the number one BT50 dealer in New South Wales. Mongoa Road, Penrith. I'll get
on my back. Just trying to track down Robbie Slater at this stage. I'll tell you what, if he doesn't answer, he'll be in the box with Dawn Fraser. Anyway, morning, Jimmy and Ray. My biggest streak is my beloved Queensland Sheffield Shield team.
You got it out. 62 years.
Easy for you to say, Ray. 62 years before losing, losing for our first. Yeah. And my other streak is how many times caller Adrian called and said something positive. I'm fearful the streak will never end. That's Brett from Broadbeach.
Well, you've got some good contributions, Brett from Broadbeach.
Yeah, no, well done. Good work. Boys, a subtle change, but I noticed there was no interruption for a 7:30 news break. Makes a much smoother and flowing show. Also allows Jimmy more on-air time to embarrass the long-suffering Ray Thomas. Win-win, really. That's from Paramat.
That's very true.
That's not very nice.
I did bring it on myself. Judy did actually forecast that you'll get back at me, but Judy and Paramat actually brought that on myself by going through the wrong door.
Yeah. But you found the right door. You're in the studio today for this final hour. And not far away is the start over there at Bathurst either. And we're looking forward to
watch
it. I'll have it on this afternoon.
Yeah.
You know, that's
in the background.
Been up there for, well, maybe even foreground. Because when you go up there and you get exposed to a sport, and this is why it's important to for all sports are trying to do it, to expose more people to their product, whatever it is. Yeah. And the more the people can consume it, that's why free-to-air television is so important.
Correct.
For the A-League,
for any
Super
sport,
Rugby, or whatever it happens to be. That the more people that you can expose to it, the more connection they have with it. So I'm not a huge car fan, but I went up to Bathurst for 2 days, and as a result of that, you see the energy on the mountain. You see the industry that it is
and
how much goes into it. And ran around, when I say I ran around it, I got up to
how far is it?
Griffin's Bend. It's 6.2 kilometres, I think it is, roughly.
Okay.
And as a result of that, they do 161 laps for 1,000, hence the Super Cheap Auto Bathurst 1,000. There's so many storylines associated with the race this year. We've got Lowndes, of course, in the 10th year since the passing of his mentor, in Peter Brock, who he won the very first one in 2006, the Peter Brock Trophy. Jamie Wincup's looking
going
to...
five.
Chaz Mostert is coming back from the injury of last year. Garth Tander has had 18 years in the sport, and yet at this point, he has no drive for next year.
Extraordinary.
So, he could be the story of the day.
Jamie Courtney, trying to win his first Bathurst.
James Courtney, yeah, absolutely. Now, James Courtney came and spoke to us on, what day was that? That was Thursday. It's amazing how lean these drivers are.
Well, they have to be, don't they? Well, Formula One drivers in particular, but I guess they have to be, Jimmy, because you're in that small little custom-built seat, aren't you? And they're fit men.
We made mention of it to James, and he said, well, weight is cost of horsepower. So that's what it costs you.
Jeez.
Yeah, so as a result of that, if you're too heavy, you can't do it. Most of the drivers are pretty short.
Mm.
Garth Tander's a tall man, though. And Dave Reynolds is not a small guy either. So it'll be very interesting to see how they go today.
When you're live there
and
you've watched them practice, do you get an even greater understanding and appreciation of just how fast these machines actually go?
Absolutely.
It's extraordinary, isn't it, when you're live?
We were down there pit straight, and they just flying there, and that's not the fastest part of the track.
Mm.
You know, it's not Conrad Straight where they're coming up close to 300 kilometres an hour. So, and the other thing about it is that I mentioned a little bit earlier, when we did run around, well, we didn't quite make it all the way around the track with our running. Pretty steep, the inclines.
How'd you go uphill?
Uphill, not so good. Downhill, even tougher, because it is steep. Very steep, the decline there. So
they go for those S-bends at the top of the hill. That's where they have a lot of the accidents, don't they? They've run off and...
Absolutely. Yeah. That's where Chaz ran himself into trouble previously. And the other thing about it is, that strikes me, is the industry that is V8 supercars. You know, the supporters that get there, and all of them...
Very, very loyal.
All of them are wearing gear, whether it's hats or jackets or whatever it is. Whatever team it is that they support, they've got the latest gear on. So from that point of view, you know, it's a massive industry in itself. SMS coming in. Hey, Jimmy and Ray, I went to the Gold Coast V8 Supercars 2 years ago, and like you, wasn't into car racing. But once you watch them live, you realise how skilled they are. Mm. Cheers from Matt.
It's extraordinary when you're live.
The other thing that gets me too is the courage of the drivers.
You know, there's
the element of fear that must carry with them the whole 161 laps. But they're able to master it. So it is a great event on the Australian sporting calendar. It's on today at 10 minutes past 11.
It's funny thing, you talk to people like motor car drivers, jockeys, etc. They love that thrill of speed. They love being on
the rush,
animals or in cars and speed. Jimmy, in remiss of us not to mention this, but overnight, Johnny Gleeson, the former Australian spinner, has passed away, sadly, in Tamworth, aged 78. He'd been ill for a while, and he was Australia's 242nd Test cricketer. He played 29 Tests between 67 and 72, took 93 wickets, an average of 36, with 3 5-wicket hauls. And he used to be regarded as a bit of a mystery spinner because of his unusual grip.
Yes.
And the story goes that Don Bradman once faced him in the nets, without a bat, just to see how he could bowl. And the first ball, Bradman didn't eyes it up when he didn't pick it. So Gleeson thought, right, I'll bomb a wrong one. Next ball, bowled his wrong one, but he hit Bradman on the hip, didn't pick it. He just walked away and said, pick this man.
Yeah, right.
True story.
There you go. He was one of those spinners that could get the yips a little bit too, wasn't
he?
Yeah. Johnny Gleeson?
Was he the one first ball almost missed the strip?
Yeah.
Was that Johnny Gleeson?
And wasn't there the question about... And I think it was during the Rod Marsh era there, they said, are they turning? And he said, well, we won't know until he lands one.
Yeah, that's right. I think it was Johnny Gleeson. But when he was on song...
Test cricketer.
They say they couldn't read the ball out of his hand, which is extraordinary. And his passing comes not long after, obviously, the late, great Max Walker a couple of weeks ago as well. So two absolute legends of Australian cricket.
So condolences to the Gleeson family on what is a very sad day. Just going back to Bathurst, and we've got their markets up for that, and we heard a little bit earlier. Jamie Wincup and Paul Dumbrell, $3.75. Shane Van Gisbergen and Prima, his co-driver, and Lowndes and Stephen Richards, $6 equal second favourite. Chaz Mostert and Owen, his co-driver, at $8. So, and Garth Tander... Tander and Luff won Sandown, the endurance event, last month. So as a result of that, they're well and truly in the market as well. And again, it comes back to the fact that it just seems incredible that Garth Tander hasn't got a drive for next year. 1353 is the open line number. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and wrap up the program.
This truly magical thoroughbred able friend going to win the Champions Mile in an absolute hand canter. That's the world's best.
Hong Kong, Singapore, Japan, Korea.
Of Asian Racing.
Live and exclusive to Sky Racing.
How would you like to own a mobile coffee franchise for under $50,000? You can with The Coffee Guy. Be part of the thriving coffee industry. Find out more at their free information seminar on October 22. See The Coffee Guy van in action. Try the coffee. Meet the franchisee. Spaces are limited. Register online now to qualify for one of 3 6K startup bonus packs. Find out more at thecoffeeguy.net.au. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Lionel Lee. Have you sat down in front of a new LG 4K OLED TV lately? Seriously, the picture quality is incredible. I could stare at it for hours, except Mum would say, get back to work. And until Sunday, save up to a massive $1,500 off the ticketed price of selected LG 4K OLED TVs at Bing Lee. Check out our huge range of the best TVs and talk to people who really know TVs. Get a great deal on a great TV at Bing Lee. And there's a great deal more in store.
The Big Sports Breakfast Weekend is brought to you by Penrith Mazda, the number one BT50 dealer in New South Wales. Mongoa Road, Penrith.
back to the program. 1353 53 is the open line number. Big Sports Breakfast Weekend Edition. Looking forward to the start of the Bathurst 1000.
11:10. We worked it out.
Yeah. Now we've got an SMS in here. The kids just told me we got a mention. That is great. We live, you know,
no address.
They live in Dubbo anyway. Mm-hmm. I've been a listener since day dot. Love the show and love my sport. That's come in from Zook, who told us about Harry Greb. I'd never heard of Harry Greb.
Yeah, no, very tough fighter. And the fight of the year, beating Gene Tunney in the 1922 fight for the light heavyweight championship of the world.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go to callers now. They're on the line here, Raymond. Pat is there. G'day, Pat.
Good morning, Ray Thomas.
Yeah, Pat, good morning. How are you? Yeah, terrific. Pat, how are you?
Good, mate. Listen, a fairy tale story in racing. Racing is one of the greatest equalers there is in sport because you can be the wealthiest of men and the poorest and you can end up with a champion.
Yeah, yeah. What's that saying in racing, Pat? All men are equal on the racetrack.
Above and below.
Mm. Yep.
And this one with Divine Profit. The two owners, Mario and Tony Falcone, the loveliest people you'll ever meet in this world. And they had this old mare called Profit's Jewel who won a couple of races, but very mediocre mare, won one in Brisbane and one in Sydney. And they put it to Schwarz here.
That's right.
And the first horse was called Priscilla.
Yep.
And it went from winning a maiden at Hawkesbury to the Cox Plate in the first preparation.
That's right. And ran second in the Spring Champion Stakes same day.
And nose by It's a Done Deal.
Yep.
And it should have beaten It's a Done Deal. It wasn't one of the best rides.
Mm-hmm.
Then they put it to Dane Hill Dancer, Fusiasi, Pegasus, and they got a couple of horses, Ordinary, and they put it back to Schwarzia.
Yep.
And they ended up with Divine Profit.
And he is a star. And they're both there, yes. They own a few hotels around town,
they do.
The Falcone brothers, and including the Red Cow at Penrith, the iconic Red Cow Hotel.
Oh, okay.
Penrith,
yeah.
But this is incredible because this is about breeding too in itself, that you can put a great mare to different sires and you won't get the horse. But when you put the right mix, and that's with Schwarz here, had to have two horses perform at Group 1 level and to win at Group 1 level, out of the same mare. I mean, remember Dark Jewel.
Yeah, the great Dark Jewel. Yes.
You know, she threw Cabochon and she threw Heirloom, Lucy Manette. I mean, I think she threw about five or six, and then there was 8 Carat.
Yeah. 8 Carat was Octagonal, Mule White, everything else. They're two of the greatest brood mares of them all. But
there you go. Good on you, Pat. You know you're brooding there, Pat.
Yeah.
Well done.
And we've got Brendan on the line.
Before we get the Falcone brother, they don't own the cow and calf at Wellington, do they?
They don't.
Just to clarify.
The cow and calf gets more advertising on this show than Brendan.
There hasn't been a brack out at Wellington.
We're not welcome back there.
No, we're not.
Brendan, good morning.
How you going, boys?
Yeah, terrific, Brendan.
Ray, just a question for you, mate.
Yes,
I had an all-out display at the races yesterday, and this query is on these cash-out and partial payouts. What's your understanding of these partial payouts? Have you ever had a partial payout?
I haven't, but my understanding is that you can cash out at any time. Is that what you're asking, Brendan?
Yeah, well, I had an all-out yesterday. I had a sign in Chetwood, into Shidell, into Dixie Blossom in the Star Turn.
Right.
Yeah. So they all got up.
Yeah.
The click was $29,600 for a $100 bet, which is, you know, usually when I have these, you don't get them. It's a miracle, you know, you get these ones. But anyway, we got one up. But
well done.
A mate of mine was telling me, thanks. A mate of mine was telling me, I'll have a look at the possibility of having a cash out. So after Dixie Blossom one, the cash out was for $8,500.
Right.
So I said to me, mate, oh, yeah. I said, what's that partial payout thing? Because my phone was flat and I was using his phone. And I said, oh, you push on that and you can see if you want to take something out, and I'll tell you how much you will collect if you accept it. And I said, well, just put in $700 and see what he accepts. You know, I don't think I'll go ahead with it, but see what it does. So he put in $700 and it came up that you're going to get $27,100 or something back. I was over $27,000. But I said to him, oh, don't worry about it. We'll let it go. So he arrowed back. We didn't accept it. Lo and behold, it accepted the payout and took that bet. And I don't understand how, when you're on the phone, how it can take that bet when you didn't accept it. And then on top of that, as I said, they sit on the phone and three of us were looking at it, said that the click was only $27,000. And when it did win, the click was $21,000.
I'll tell you what I'll do, Brendan.
Yeah,
we'll take your number.
We'll sort this out,
Brendan. Yeah, because those technologies, it is difficult to follow. But we'll take your number, Brendan. I'll make a couple of calls for you and we'll find out exactly what happened there. But with those cash outs, a new innovation with the tab, Jimmy, which I think is fantastic. Like,
well, they're doing it now with the quaddies.
Unbelievable. So if you've got your first three quaddies up and you want to
cash out,
or you can have a partial cash out as well.
But that's right.
I'm not quite sure what happened to Brendan there, but I'll find out for him.
Yeah, that seems a little strange too. It might be complicated by the fact too that it was his mate's phone because his phone's gone.
Yeah,
so we don't know. But yeah, that's the new product that Tab have released, that you can get the early cash out from the quaddy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's only been released this week, I think, wasn't it? Yeah, and as
in
you say, if you want to say, oh, look, I'll leave half in and I'll take half out.
You can do it.
You can do that as well. And Dave Stanley from the Tab did say to us, he explained the way that it was done, which was rather complex, Ray, and my eyes were glazing over a little, but it is a pretty difficult way to try and work it out. But it depends whether you want to take that. Well done, by the way, on getting that.
So did it pay 27 or 29?
Well, he said he put $100 on and got 29,000. Yeah. But then also said that he took some of it out and got 27,000.
So I'm not sure.
No, but anyway.
I'm pretty happy with that.
Either way.
He's done all right.
He's done very well from a $100 outlay. So well done on that one. But we will get some clarification around that. Now, just so we'd bring this to your attention, someone who mentioned whether Don from Carlton had sent in an SMS, and yes, he has. Andrew Fifita brought Australian Rugby League into disrepute last Sunday and should receive an immediate lifetime ban from the NRL. When Will Chambers scored, the Sharks were gone. It was delicious. The Sharks, who had totally dominated the first half, had choked again. A sea of black, white and blue jerseys were about to trudge mournfully from ANZ Stadium, leaving me and a handful of Storm fans to survey the wreck and watch Cameron Smith raise the trophy to an empty stadium. Unfortunately, it was not to be. Upsets the unfairly maligned Andrew Fifita with a show of speed, strength and agility rarely seen. It was a play for the ages, far surpassing JT's predictable field goal in the previous grand final. Fifita single-handedly restored pride to the Shire, brought Rod from Nowra from his drunken stupor and dragged the Waxheads briefly from their boards and bongs to celebrate the euphoria with Dave from Grays Point and his young men. The 50-year hoodoo of the most unsuccessful team in the history of rugby league was no more. Yes, Andrew Fifita, you have a lot to answer for.
Don, at least Don was brave enough to chime in this week. We haven't heard from Rod from now, which really concerns me because he's a regular every Sunday morning.
Yes, he is.
You can put your alarm to it, Jimmy Smith.
Someone needs to put an alarm.
6:30.
Yes.
But we haven't heard from the great man.
Well, I can tell you this, that he has been on the program during the course of the Big Sports Breakfast Monday to Friday show. He's alive.
I'm tipping he's still partying.
He's alive. I think he's a little bit like Chris Hyington and that he's still in his same jersey from Sunday.
He might party for the rest of the year.
But, no, he was well and truly. I don't know where he is this morning, but the fact that he didn't ring up and...
It's a concern.
And gloat about his Sharks is a concern.
You think he would have rung up this week?
Oh, I'm sure he's fine. Just recapping, Australia have beaten Argentina over there in Twickenham, would you believe, in that rugby championship match. So congratulations to them. Also significantly there, Leroy Houston became officially Wallaby 901. So he did get some game time there, so well done to him on that. There was an incident towards the end of that game where Nick Phipps, the replacement halfback, there was a trainer came on the field for Argentina and he seemed to be getting in the way of Nick Phipps getting
the
ball.
He wanted to pick up the ball, didn't he?
That's right. Mm. So next thing he was pushed out of the way by Nick Phipps, and as a result of that, an Argentinian player came and confronted Nick Phipps about
that. Confront him, pushed him over.
You might hear a fair bit more about this. In the end, it was the Wallabies 33-21 over the Argentinians, but you might hear about this, and Nick Phipps might find himself in a little bit of trouble. Other result coming out of there was the All Blacks against South Africa at Kings Park, Durban.
57-15 to the All Blacks. They are just unstoppable, Jimmy Smith. That's 17 in a row, which equals their all-time record, which they set back in the 60s, and was equaled by the South African team in about 10 years ago. Australia are next to play the All Blacks as they go for 18 in a row. So when was the last time Australia beat the All Blacks? Was it a Hong Kong match? A year and a half
ago. Was it that long ago?
I think it was. A year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, so it's been a while.
And how long is it since they beat them at Eden Park? 1986.
Was it really 86?
86. Alan Jones was the coach. Andrew Leeds, I'm pretty sure, was on debut.
When we used to win test matches against
the
All Blacks.
Well, and of course they famously won the Bledisloe over there in, with that series. So that was the last time. So you're looking at a 30-year hoodoo since the last time the Australians...
So what's on today for Jimmy Smith? Bathurst in the background. Newcastle v Adelaide.
Might even catch up on a bit of sleep if there's...
You've had enough.
Have not had enough? No. I'll tell you what, though. All week being down at Cronulla, the strains of up Cronulla have rung throughout the Shire throughout the last 7 days, and understandably so. It's now gone into the top 50 on iTunes.
Is River, little boy, is he the Cronulla supporter?
He's a Sharky supporter.
Has he stopped singing that song?
No, yeah, he's not into it as much as his older brother.
Okay.
Who is a Roosters fan. And by the way, the Roosters won the under-20s too after being down 28-6 to half-time against your Panthers. And so he rode them hard all the way home in that one. But, yeah, River's been very excited about the... He's got a flag and he's also got some shorts too. We got him some Sharky shorts. So he's well and truly a Sharky. So exciting times. What about you, Raymond? What's on for you today?
I watch a bit of Bathurst. I've got a bit of work to do. I might watch a bit of the A-League. I haven't seen a game this weekend yet.
Right.
And I want to learn what this is about. Jimmy Cabardi. It's my goal for the weekend. I've sat here and watched it for the last hour and I've got no idea what's happening.
Well, it's a Cabardi World Cup. Apparently it's being held in India and Pakistan have been a Cabardi superpower, been unable to compete for political reasons. Raymond?